Well, when I was in grade school, attending St. Rita of Cassia Grade School in Aurora, Illinois, I had the coolest pastor, even cooler than me. And he was cool, and what made him so cool, and he was this old guy, about 57 years old, and short hair and massive hands. He had grown up on a farm in central Illinois. But what made him so cool was his older brother. Now, I have an older brother, but he hasn't made me that cool, let me tell you. But this priest's older brother, Chuck Hiller, was a coach, a professional baseball coach for the Kansas City Royals, who lost today, by the way. But he was so cool, like the idea of a coach, like living out in the suburbs, far western suburbs, we never saw anyone important in our day. Never. That just never happened. And one weekend, must have been in the middle of the winter, there he was. We knew it had to be his brother because they looked just alike. And we thought, wow, this is amazing to see a real coach. Not my dad, but a real one. And a coach, what is a coach? A coach is that one who says, I see in you something good, and I want it to be even better. So I'll give you a few tips, a few hints of how to make what you're doing even better. So a coach, whether it's in sports, football, or basketball, baseball, whatever it might be, or a coach in the professional world or in schooling, is that person who says, you've got it. Let's make it even greater. So we all need a coach. Can you help me for a second? What grade are you in?
Second.
Going into third, right? Because
mm-hmm.
You made your, yeah, you're a third grader now. Hey, can you demonstrate how to swing? Don't hit the candles behind you. Any sound effects?
Nope.
Okay. So what do you think? Take another swing. So hey, Dad, could you come on up here and maybe give your son a tip or two? Because what we want is a coach who can really tell us what to do and how to be great. Yeah, just help him there a little bit. Yeah. Well, wait, don't, you gotta stay up there. Like, all right, now don't, so take another swing. All right, so how about, are you ready? The windup. Oh, I wish I had a picture. And it comes flying in. Get ready. You got your eye on the ball. Home run right through the window. Perfect. Yay. Thank you. See, a coach says, I believe you can do it. And a coach wants to help you. And I believe that God gives us the Holy Spirit to be our coach, the ultimate coach in life of how we are called to live. And so what we want to do in our lives is listen to the Holy Spirit day in and day out constantly. And just like baseball or any sport, life throws us a few curves sometimes. And so in baseball, what you do is you're practicing constantly. And what you have is you want to have make sure, because you don't know how that pitch is going to come in. It might be a slider. It might be a low ball. It might be inside or out. It might be a fastball. It might be one of those balls that curves and takes a... And when the ball's coming to you, you got to be ready for what comes to you, right? You can't say, oh, wait a second, ball. Hold it right there. Hey, coach, how should I swing? Got to be ready. So in life, But God wants us for us to practice the virtues, to work at it. Because see, what happens is you and I, we're called to be the all-star team. We're all called to be winners. We're on the winning team. We're called to be saints. And saints are those who practice their faith day in and day out. The twins did not get to where they are today by just sitting on the bench and having margaritas. They've been working their tail off. They've been listening to their coaches. And we're going to have the voice of the coach of the Holy Spirit deep within us. So no matter what comes before us, whether it's a temptation or a situation, a person, we will know how to respond with fortitude, temperance, prudence, with faith and hope. We will always respond with love. See, whoever comes before me, I come before, I don't know what that person needs, but the Holy Spirit knows. So I want to be open to the Holy Spirit, because maybe what that person who walks in my presence at Jerry's simply needs to be smiled at. Or maybe I'll be given a word to say, thank you. No, really, thank you for your service today. I don't know why I'm saying it, but you did great service. I want to say it again. Or maybe tomorrow you need to meet with your boss and confront your boss on something. Or maybe you need to meet with an employee and say something to an employee. Well, you want the Holy Spirit working through you when you do that. Because God wants our work holy. Or when you're going on vacation. You're going on vacation, you're driving 1,000 miles. The kids have yelled, are we there yet? And you haven't even left the driveway. And all of a sudden, one of the kids says, tomorrow's Sunday. What about Mass? And you go, oh, honey, look that up, masstimes.org. We'll get there. You're listening to the Holy Spirit. Just got thrown your son just threw one. Easy for you. Grand slam. But God wants us to win. God wants us to be the winning team together. It means that we got to work our tails off and practice those virtues and those charisms that God gives to us. So that when people meet us, they'll receive as is appropriate love or joy or kindness or mercy or encouragement, a word of hope or exaltation, whatever it might be. That's why God gives us the Holy Spirit. Again, the Holy Spirit's not out over there. God gives us through baptism, confirmation, the reception of the Eucharist, and every sacrament, the Holy Spirit within us. So from within us, we can listen to the still, quiet voice of God. So that from deep within us, we can obey God and keep His commandment, which is always to love. So this Pentecost, pray. Pray to God to give you and to me and to all of us the gift of the Holy Spirit, to fill us with ever more attentiveness, a docility to the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is a coach. God believes, God made us, and God made us for excellence, and God made us to do great things. But through His power and His guidance, He would say, it's a great day for a game. Let's go play two. It's a great day to live life guided by the Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter how bad it is out there. It doesn't matter how cruel and mean the world is. It doesn't matter if your kids thought you're off school and your mom tomorrow says, no, you got summer school all summer. It doesn't matter if you wake up in the morning, your vacation resort place calls because it got flooded out and you now have to spend your vacation in South Edina. When you and I are listening to the Holy Spirit and responding to the Holy Spirit, we will do so with the guidance of a coach who always responds who always invites us to respond out of love. So come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle in us the fire of your love, and renew the face of the earth. Renew the face of the church. Renew the face of this parish. Renew the face, my face, our faces. So that by listening to you as our deep within coach, as our advocate, that we might always do what is good, holy, and true. Come, Holy Spirit.